How do major cuts in public spending fit in with the idea of the big society? This is the thing that politicians are always talking about now, isn't it? The big society. In Warwickshire, 16 libraries are facing closure. The county council is hoping voluntary groups will take some of them over. And it's now found £100,000 of public money to help them. Volunteers who come up with a valid business plan are being offered peppercorn rents for the next 5 years. Our reporter Moira Rawlings has been to find out how the idea's gone down in Balkington, where plans are already well underway to save the library there.
We come to Balkington Library, which is right in the heart of Balkington, Warwickshire's largest village. It's a single-storey, modern-looking building. We can see the opening times outside. We've got Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. John Beaumont is one of the campaigners for the Friends of Balkington Library, and he wants to see a library stay here for the future. And John, if I can just really get your reaction to the news that Warwickshire County Council has announced peppercorn rents to enable people to take on the running of their libraries.
Well, it's a significant statement, it's positive, and it's something we'd really welcome. It gives us something to work with in developing plans for this library.
We're going to go in and have a look at the library, and I just get a sense of what goes on in here and why you believe it's important to keep this facility.
Well, it's important in educational terms, in cultural terms, and in social terms, really. Socially, it's very important to the people of this community to have a facility like this.
And looking around, we've just walked in, and obviously you can see there are plenty of books here. I can see there's an area where people are on the computers, and I can see there's an area where there's some children, and we can hear there's some children playing in the background. We're just going to sit in a nice soft seating area here. There's a nice sofa where we can sit. So obviously everything is here that people would need. Now, do you have any concerns about the offer that's been made by the County Council?
Well, I'm really concerned about their offer of the current book stock, because that really doesn't go far enough. We need a continuing and refreshed supply of books.
So you don't think that you'll be able to take on that yourself, that if you end up running the library, that there'll be a budget there to enable you to go out and get the latest books in?
Well, they wouldn't supply the money. I think there's a natural interest if they are still supplying books.
Now, in my hand, I picked up a leaflet that you have in the library here as well. And if we just read it, it says, the Friends of Balkington Library, and we need to act quickly to save Balkington Library. We are Balkington Library's steering group. Are you looking for volunteers through this, people to support your campaign?
Yes. We have to really commit to show evidence of financial backing. A strong support group, a viable group of volunteers for staffing the library, and a robust business plan. To keep the load light on volunteers, 4 hours once a fortnight is a suitable load for a volunteer librarian, so to speak. And if you take that as four hours a fortnight, then you would need 32 volunteers, which sounds an awful lot. But we're halfway there now.
Following the announcement of the fact that the Warwickshire County Council has announced its peppercorn rent, are you now more confident that Balkington will have a library for the foreseeable future?
Yeah. The statements by the chairman of the service committee at county that they would be sympathetic was not enough. Now there's something on paper with regard to that. It does make life just that little more comfortable.
Interesting stuff there, isn't it? John Beaumont there from Friends of Balkington Library speaking to our reporter Moira Rawlings. Later on in the show, we're going to get the view of three main parties on this issue. And Moira has also been to visit a Warwickshire Youth Centre, which is looking at how it can keep going once its funding ends. So is this when the politicians talk about the big society, is this what they mean? Is that all of these things that were once run by the council are now going to have to be taken over by the people, and the people will have to deal with the day-to-day running of them? I just wonder whether there's a cynical aspect to all of this, and I don't know what you think about this, whether the cynical aspect of all of this is this idea of funding or part funding and peppercorn rents for 5 years kind of distances councils from actually getting rid of services. And then, of course, if people run them and they don't run them very well or it doesn't all work out, they can say, oh, well, the people had to run it better, you know, it wouldn't have been a problem. And of course, everyone will forget that they were the ones who got rid of it in the first place.